My name's Fiona McCall and I'm joined today by Andrew Laird and Gareth Dixon, who are the report authors of our report on the Scottish Police Services Authority. Andrew, if I can start off with you, can you tell me what this report is about?
The report's about the Scottish Police Services Authority, which was a new organisation set up in 2007. It was set up to provide support services to the police and the Crown Office and Procurator's Fiscal Service, and it was to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of services such as forensics, ICT, which are computer services, training and criminal justice. The report looks at how the organisation was set up, what it's achieved to date, and the challenges facing it. We believed by doing this that other organisations who are going down the shared service route might learn from SPSA's experience.
So what did you find?
We found that SPSA has made progress in improving the services that it's delivering for forensics, for training and criminal justice. But it's been much more difficult on the computer side and it's not yet meeting the needs of its ICT customers. There are significant challenges facing SPSA and it's going to need to make progress quickly to deal with these. But we do think there is potential for the organisation to deliver more savings if it can work with its partners in the police and other criminal justice bodies.
Gareth, can you tell me a bit about some of the improvements the SPSA has made to the services it's responsible for?
Well, SPSA has made a number of improvements. In forensics, there's been improvements in the time it takes to analyse forensic evidence. The Police College has improved its quality and its training. It's dealt with a substantial increase in the number of probationary trainings as part of the Scottish Government's policy of recruiting 1,000 extra police officers. IT has established a 24-hour help desk facility. This is for all forces to use and it deals with around 3,000 service requests a week.
Andrew mentioned that the SPSA has had trouble meeting some of its customers' ICT needs. Can you tell me why it's found ICT so challenging?
Well, first of all, ICT services transferred a year later than everything else, so it's had less time to realise some of the benefits and efficiencies that has been seen elsewhere. Also, what had to be transferred was very large and complex. There wasn't an accurate record of what assets they had, and there was different IT systems in place across all the different police forces. But the main problem has been that the demand for IT services has been increasing. And this is in terms of providing day-to-day support and maintenance, and also dealing with the growing list of force-specific and national projects. So it's been difficult for SPSA to prioritise between local and national IT work, because there's been no effective way of prioritising this work. As a result, SPSA does not know what projects to prioritise from the many requests made by customers.
Andrew, you say that lessons can be learned from the setup of the SPSA for future shared services initiatives. Can you expand on this?
Well, we know that shared services are one of the ways that organisations can go about trying to deliver efficiencies, but we also know from other work that progress on this has been slow and it's quite difficult. But of course, there are benefits. Now, in our report, we've developed a checklist which is for other organisations to use, which sets out the steps that they should consider if they're going down the shared service route. So, for example, we ask them to think about, have they got enough time set aside to talk to their staff, to talk to their customers, to develop new systems and test them and check that they're working and then test them again.
Now, Gareth, the SPSA's main objective is to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of the services that it provides. So we've already heard about some of the services being more effective, but can you tell me if there have been any efficiencies?
In the 3 years the organisation has been in operation, it has made savings of £5 million, and this has been roughly in line with targets. But that doesn't give the full picture, because investments made by SPSA has a wider benefit across different criminal justice bodies. In the report, we use the example of the crime scene animation software that can generate savings by reducing the time spent on trials. And saving time during a trial will have benefits for many other criminal justice bodies, such as the Scottish Court Service and even the Scottish Legal Aid Board. This is why in the report we have a recommendation for the Scottish Government to review the systems used to measure savings across the sector, to encourage criminal justice bodies to work together to achieve sector-wide savings.
Gareth and Andrew, thank you.